Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, the skies over Israel are mostly clear with a touch of warmth. In Tel Aviv, the sun is shining brightly, a perfect day to be outside. Jerusalem is experiencing mild temperatures, while in Haifa, the breeze is gentle and pleasant. Here are today's headlines. First, a survey from Times of Israel, just in, finds vast gaps in support for the Iran war between Israelis and Palestinians. 75% of Israelis say the U.S. made the right decision to attack Iran, while 80% of Palestinians think it was wrong. Also, the IDF hit Hezbollah sites and drone launchers in southern Lebanon. According to JNS, the military targeted terror infrastructure in Tyre earlier this hour. Also this hour, Turkish President Erdogan claims Israeli strikes in Syria and Lebanon threaten Turkey. Yainet reports he vowed a strong response if Turkish or Turkish Cypriot rights are harmed. Separately, the Jerusalem Post says U.S. pressure is limiting Israel as Iran steps in to save Hezbollah. Experts suggest Iran is creating a ring of fire around Israel. And finally, Axios reports Israel struck Iranian military targets after an Iranian missile attack, marking a new conflict phase. This is Israel's first reported attack on Iran since the April ceasefire. Here's what people are saying online. Middle East analyst Amjad Taha condemned the report by Israel's Kan broadcaster, posting just minutes ago that the claims of a UAE plane delivering cash to Iran are absolutely fake news. Hillel Fuld, an Israeli tech influencer, posted 13 minutes ago asking if anyone is traveling from New York's five towns soon and could bring something small. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, shared 25 minutes ago that President Erdogan stated Turkey's security extends beyond its borders to Aleppo, Damascus, and Beirut. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the survey from Times of Israel, the Pew report reveals significant differences in opinion on the Iran conflict. While most Israelis back the U.S. decision, Palestinians largely disagree. In the U.S., 59% support the move, highlighting global divides. This sentiment could influence future diplomatic efforts. Turning to the IDF's strikes in Lebanon, JNS reports that the military targeted sites in Tyre used for launching explosive drones. This comes amid growing tensions with Hezbollah, raising concerns about an escalation in the region. Meanwhile, Erdogan's warning about Israeli actions, reported by Ynet, underscores Turkey's strategic interests in the region. His statements about a potential strong response could complicate Israeli-Turkish relations. On the diplomatic front, the Jerusalem Post highlights U.S. influence on Israel as Iran aids Hezbollah. Dr. Menahem Merhavi notes Iran's efforts to establish a strategic perimeter around Israel, which could heighten regional instability. And finally, Axios details Israel's recent strikes on Iranian targets following a missile attack. This action marks a shift in the conflict, potentially altering regional power dynamics after months of ceasefire. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports that Teva will cut 250 jobs in Israel after a failed sale of its raw materials division, TAPI. This move reflects ongoing challenges within the pharmaceutical giant. Separately, CTEC reveals currency pressure is impacting Israel's high-tech sector. A significant drop in the dollar is eroding revenues, leading to pricing changes across the legal sector. And finally, Globes notes a study showing the public sector is attracting fewer talented employees. The Ministry of Finance observes a decline in high-scoring candidates entering public service over the last decade. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 3 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.